It's the Golf Business and Law segment with the sports professor, Rick Caro. It's sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, and I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, but Rick Caro is an attorney. He joins us as he always does. He's the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN, and of course, you can listen to him each and every Sunday in this very time slot right here with us. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm enjoying an Easter Sunday in South Florida with my good buddy, Patrick Joseph Rooney Jr.
We missed you, Rick, last week.
You guys are the best. Yeah, I know. And you know, it's a first time in years, and I felt really, really bad.
I'll tell you what, Rick, for the 16 months that this show has now been retooled and been underwritten by the Honda Classic, you have missed only one show. Myself, I've missed two, and I know Pat has missed a couple. So you're batting a better batting average than we are.
Yeah,
so
you're better
than
the host.
No worries from you, my friend.
Hey, that just means that we all love this show, and we love what we're saying on it, too. And, you know, I thought I'd have some issues this week because you saw yesterday how the Augusta National was hailed on Friday night. Well, you know, it hailed on me and canceled the flights, and then they had a real difficult time getting down to South Florida. And it caught a late flight yesterday, almost didn't make Easter because the flights were all backed up through Atlanta. You guys, we all realize that when Atlanta gets screwed up, everywhere
right.
does, and it's really hard to get back on track. But 2 days at the Masters was a wonderful experience this year. You know, watching, you know, who knows what the best memory is. Fuzzy with his daughter caddying, you know, Gary Player kneeling down in 18. I was lucky enough to be there to watch that. And that was really an emotional experience. And in the Masters, you know how special it is. There were four of the South African players. More would have been there, but they were still playing on the course, waiting for Gary and all hugging him because, you know, they owe him a debt of gratitude as well. You know, the fact that he shot, what did he shoot, a 78? I mean, an 80, 88, 89? Whatever he shot, it didn't really matter.
Well, he shot 78, 76. So, he didn't play badly at all. And for a guy who's 73 years of age to shoot just three strokes over his age on a 7,400-yard track in a major, I mean, that is awfully impressive. But, Rick, we talked with Tim Rosefort in the last segment about the scoring that we've seen. Chad Campbell, new Masters record, 5 straight birdies on Thursday. Anthony Kim, another Masters record, 11 birdies during his round on Friday. And the viewers are tuning in. ESPN saying on Saturday its ratings for the first two rounds were the highest in 8 years at the Masters since a 2.9 rating for USA Network in 2001. And the Masters ratings up 10% from last year.
Yeah, and it will continue to rise. And this will be an interesting dynamic because, you know, unless Tiger birdies, what are we going to say, 6 out of the first 9, unless he comes out in 29 or 30, he's done for the day as far as being a competitor to win. But that's not going to matter, I don't think. I think for one of the first times, people are used to now watching the Masters as appointment viewing, and there are great stories. You know, the Kenny Perry story, 48 years old, and you know, his swing, it looks like a combination of all of ours in the worst case, and I think every man can relate to the Kenny Perry swing. You know, Rooney's in a different stratosphere as far as his swing. But
Thank you, Rick.
And we'll talk. Yeah, but we haven't gotten to your putting.
Besides my putting, which we can talk about ad nauseum, why do you think the ratings are up? Because Russ and I, every time we look at these ratings things, it always seems to be Tiger driven. If he played 1 year, they're up. If he didn't play the next year, they're down. And you can almost, you know, set your watch by it. Well, it's the Tiger factor. Well, he's played in the last several Masters. Why is this one so much higher than in years past? Because the Tiger factor obviously shouldn't play a part in it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of buzz this year, and it's not just because of the personalities. I think, and I'm really hoping this is true, I've talked to enough people who seem to feel the same way, that because we're now just beginning to see the economy turn around, and everybody is so hopeful that it's the end of the beginning of the end, not the end of the beginning, that people are starting to focus on what matters again. And I think symbolically, we so badly want sports to be that release that we're going the extra mile and doing that. Also could be Easter weekend. Also could be the weather's been lousy. I mean, there are other factors that, affect the enthusiasm. The Final Four's ratings for the final game were down 7%. People were upset at that. I think that was the blowout more than anything else. But I think heading into the Masters, people want to be able to spend money and spend time on sports again.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic and joined on the line by the sports professor, Rick Horowitz, our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, discussing the business of the Masters and Augusta National. And I love the advertising model, Rick, that the Masters employs. Just three big sponsors, AT&T, IBM, ExxonMobil, that's all. And they've got their limited commercial breaks. They've got 3 1-minute commercial breaks every hour of broadcasting. So you know, it's almost wall-to-wall Masters coverage. I love the model. Is it just that the Masters is so big and important that they can delegate exactly how they do it, or could it perhaps another PGA Tour event follow this model?
Well, they could, but nobody's going to do that. No one wants to take this risk. You remember the Martha Burke stuff, which was years ago, people forgot. And the Masters, Augusta National, and the committee said, all right, you know, you want to play that way? We're not going to have any sponsors. And we're going to run the nonprofit stuff, the Golf for Kids stuff, and we don't miss a beat. And by the way, it's not just the sponsors, but the television deals. You realize this is the only tournament of this kind ever that operates on year-to-year deals, year-to-year television deals, year-to-year corporate deals. And, you know, you think you have a multi-year deal, but Sean McManus, who is a friend, he's been on boards with me, he's the president of CBS Sports and CBS News, he's joked that if the Masters committee wants to get him, says, jump up and down on a table, you know, he may complain about it a little bit, but he'll do the jumping, because every year it's the same thing. And the model works largely because they can pull it off, also because this tradition is, as they say, unlike any other.
Rick, you know, you've obviously covered and seen a lot of sports and television and things like that. I can't recall any other event, not just golf, but you know, throw tennis, football, anything in there, where really the event dictates to TV what they're going to do, as opposed to TV telling them, well, you're going to have X amount of commercial breaks and blah blah blah. Is this the only event that you can think of that the model is kind of reversed, where they dictate to television, well, here's how many commercials you're going to get?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know why? It's not only the tradition, as we said, but what you said earlier, the ratings. And this is classic appointment viewing. And if anybody has any question about that, take a look at this year's ratings and ratings in the past. It's people who don't understand golf or don't care about golf watch the Masters, because they say that that's something that they want to see. Now, they're not going to watch all the hours today, but they'll tune in some cases. And, you know, the 60 Minutes programming is traditionally the highest right after the Masters. I'm doing CNN this evening, and because people are kind of drawn to the television, they say this is one of the highest rated evenings of their calendar year. So it's a juggernaut. It brings a whole lot of stuff into it. You know, whether Tiger wins or not today, it's a big deal. And I think it was very important for the golf industry to be here at this time.
Well, there is no doubt in my mind that I'm going to be tuned in starting at 2 o'clock to CBS on my couch with my daughter, Lily, her first Master. So
wow.
Looking forward to that.
Congratulations to you. That's right. This is a big day for the Evans household.
That's exactly right. He is our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Haro. He joins us each and every week during the golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. You can see him tonight on CNN. You can see him each and every week on both CNN and ESPN. And you can also find Rick's weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. Rick, thank you so much. Happy Easter to you. Happy Masters Sunday to you. And we'll talk to you next week. But I'll see you on Tuesday in Coral Springs.
Yes, sir. And Rooney, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
See you, Rick.
All right, bye.
There he is, our good buddy, the sports professor Rick Haro, joining us on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on our weekly golf business and law segment brought to you by McDonald Hopkins.